When the legislature adjourned in April, Anchorage Mayor Dan Sullivan was very pleased with the results.
We did very, very well in Juneau on all fronts.
At the same time, Sullivan told the Assembly that some Anchorage-bound legislative appropriations were likely to fall victim to the governor's line-item veto power.
I know to really make any dent in a budget that's in the billions, you're probably going to have to look at some big-ticket items, and there are certainly ones for Anchorage.
After all, Governor Parnell had made it clear he believed the legislature's capital and operating budgets were too fat. Today, that belief became reality. Anchorage's original share of the total $3 billion-plus capital budget was a little over $560 million. Line item vetoes have now sliced that down by approximately $100 million. Some gubernatorial cuts in the Anchorage area include $3 million of a $5 million appropriation for an Alaska Special Olympics Training Center, over $3.5 million for LUSAC Library capital improvements, leaving $1 million. Cutting completely the $1.6 million for Sullivan Arena upgrades and zeroing out a $300,000 upgrade for Ben Boeke Ice Arena. The $1 million for Anchorage recreational facilities became zero, as did $500,000 for the Alaska Zoo polar bear expansion and signage. The Anchorage Economic Development Corporation received two vetoes, one for $6 million and the other for $100,000. The governor removed $10 million from the Boney Courthouse campus renovation and $5 million for Cook Inlet housing. One veto that surprised the school district and the city, $4 million for the proposed Anchorage Intergovernmental Data Center. That was completely eliminated. The center was to be an efficiency measure leading to lower district municipality operating expenses. Anchorage Road pedestrian and drainage projects took a nearly $29 million hit from an appropriated total of more than $120 million. Also falling into the transportation category, an over $14 million cut in matching funds for Anchorage Metropolitan Area Transportation Solutions, leaving $10 million. However, $20 million for the Port of Anchorage remained intact. Late in the afternoon, Anchorage School Superintendent Carol Como noted the district's requests had emerged largely unscathed.
I'm absolutely thrilled with the number of school projects that stayed in the budget.
That not only includes a large ticket item like a $21 million state match for the Service High renovation, but also dozens of small requests for individual Anchorage schools. More good news for the school district came from the operating budget signing.
He signed off on the third year of the three-year commitment on the education funding increase for next year, which we, of course, based our budget on.
Matanuska's Susitna Borough vetoes included $22 million from the $57 million for the rail extension project to Port McKenzie, all of $3 million set for borough repairing and maintenance of substandard bridges and roads, the over $2 million set for Wasilla sewage treatment plant improvements, plus $1 million of a $2 million appropriation for Matsu Borough arterial and bridge improvements. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.